Scotty McCreery is going to be at the PRCA Cord McCoy Rodeo tonight and in DuCoin. And tomorrow night is going to be Justin Moore. And there's still tickets available. You can go to universe.com to get your tickets. And Mr. Justin Moore is on the line with us. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
No problem, man. It's always good to have you here. I always like asking this. Where are you right now? Are you on the road?
I am on the road. I'm in Salina, Kansas.
Oh.
Right now.
Oh, that's...
So, yeah, we have a flight in a couple of weeks, so hopefully we're the time off did us well instead of us forgetting all the things that we need to do on stage.
So what do you do, like, after the show tonight? Do you just hop on the bus and head straight down to Illinois? Is that how it goes?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll jump on the bus and head straight there and be ready to rock tomorrow night.
Justin was born and raised in Arkansas. I'm going to get more on that in just a few. But, dude, you got the music bug at what, in high school?
Yeah, it was a little later than most guys in the business, guys and gals in the business. You know, most of my band members started playing music as kids, and I didn't. I mean, I sang in church growing up, but I never envisioned having a career, you know, with music, and until I was in high school. And actually, my dad one day, because I grew up in a town of 300 people,
yeah,
so this was not attainable necessarily to people where I grew up. You didn't think anyway. And my dad one day goes, "What do you think about playing music for a living?" And I thought, man, does that mean I get to quit college? Okay, cool, let's do it. And and so anyway, we started kind of educating ourselves on, you know, how to go about that and chase that goal, and have been very, very fortunate since.
Yeah, I grew up in Poyen, Arkansas. And that's, for people who don't know, that's about 45 minutes south of Little Rock, and like you said, about 300 people. You know, Justin, I spent years in radio in Arkansas. I bounced around down there quite a bit, northern half of the state. I was in Jonesboro, Fayetteville, Searcy, Batesville. My kids still live in Batesville, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. So
up north Arkansas, especially like when you get up to Fayetteville and those areas, it's a lot prettier than where I grew up. I grew up in basically swamp land, river bottoms, and that's more mountainous and really aesthetically beautiful.
We'll have to get together sometime next time I come down.
For sure. No doubt.
So you were talking about, you know, here you are in a town of 300 people. How do you get seen or heard? I mean, go playing at the clubs? What do you do?
Well, my first experience playing music was with my uncle. Always was in a southern rock band. And so he played, you know, Skinner and Allman Brothers, the ZZ Top and Marshall Tucker Band and all that kind of stuff. And so that was my earliest experience. I would jump up with them at VFW clubs and Moose Lodges, festivals and fairs and that kind of stuff. And then the way I was discovered was I moved to Nashville in 2002 when I graduated high school and had dropped out of college to pursue music, and I got a publishing deal in 2003, and I got paid $12,000 a year to write songs, and just met a lot of people who kind of helped educate me on the business itself, and, you know, kind of how to go about attacking, a career, if you will, so.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about some of those southern rockers that, you know, you guys used to play, and like Skinner and the Allman Brothers and all that. Who are some of your other musical influences that you had growing up? What made you think, I want to be like those guys?
Yeah. You know, I grew up in the late, mid to late 80s, early 90s, and so it was really traditional at that point. So I grew up on the more traditional country artists. you know, at the time it was George Strait. Hank Jr. was huge and a huge influence. And then you had Alan Jackson and Clint Black and those guys. So that's kind of subconsciously that was what I grew up taking inspiration from, and still do, quite honestly. And so those are some of the guys. My favorite artist of all time is Dwight Yoakam.
No.
Which is, it's kind of funny because a lot of, and I agree, but a lot of people go, man, y'all don't sound anything alike. And we really don't, yeah. You know, stylistically we don't, but he's like Elvis to me. I just thought he did everything well. Great performer, entertainer, great singer, songwriter, a really good musician, et cetera. So that's a few of them, but yeah, he's my number one.
Yeah, he's a cool dude to look up to. I've never seen you live, Justin, and that's going to change tomorrow night. But I have a buddy who has seen you a couple dozen times, and he says you bring such a high energy to the stage, kind of like Dwight does. Very entertaining.
Well, I appreciate him saying that. That's our goal. We try to. We try to have a pretty high energy show. And, you know, you guys at Country Radio and the fans have afforded us the opportunity to have a lot of hit records over the last 15 years. And so we try to play as many of those as we can. We have a brand new album coming out in May that we're playing a handful of songs off of as well. So trying to introduce some people to some new music.
Okay, let's have some fun here with Arkansas a little bit. Some other country artists from Arkansas. Justin, who would win in a fight, Justin Moore or Buddy Jewell?
Buddy's a lot bigger than I think he would take me.
Different weight class, too. All right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I believe Ashley McBride may whip you both. I think she'll take you both down.
Yeah, I think she might. Yeah, I think you're right.
She's from up there close to Missouri, though, so that doesn't count, right?
We climb.
Climber. Well, I can't wait to see you tomorrow night. It's going to be such a huge show. Justin, I really like your new single with Priscilla Block. Now, whenever you two did this song, I'm sure you voiced the two apart from each other. You're not in the studio at the same time, right?
You know, in this particular instance, we were not. Mm-hmm. But she and I had met at a St. Jude event, acoustic show, maybe 2 or 3 months before I heard the song, and I was blown away. I thought she was really, really great, and she was the first person I thought of when the song came across my desk, mm-hmm. so to speak, and so we asked her. She said yes, and she's awesome, and the song's doing well for us, thanks to you guys, and can't wait for to see what happens in her career. I think she's got a really bright future ahead of her, and just happy to be associated with her. And we've become really good friends over the last year, I would say, because of the song.
Well, Justin, let's play that song right now as we wrap things up. We'll see you tomorrow night in Des Moines, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you so much for your time, and look forward to seeing everybody.